High-profile testimony from former and current White House officials was heard this past week by the Independent Commission investigating the 9/11 attacks. There were conflicting claims of inadequate intelligence, internal administration disagreements, and missed opportunities, but there were also a number of counterterrorism success stories. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
After the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa, there was an all-out effort by the Clinton administration to go after Osama bin Laden. The al-Qaeda leader, who had earlier been seen as just a terrorist financier, was now recognized as a much more direct threat to U.S. interests. The CIA launched a major push to secure better intelligence about bin Laden. The plan called for the CIA to develop its own sources inside Afghanistan, rather than to rely, as it had been, on local forces. CIA Director George Tenet told the 9/11 Commission that his agency created a network of agents.
We worked with friendly tribal partners for years to undertake operations against him. By September 11th, a map of Afghanistan would show that these collection programs, human networks, were in place in numbers to nearly cover the country. The array meant that when the military campaign to topple and destroy the Taliban began in October of 2001, we were able to support it with an enormous body of information and a large stable of assets.
The 9/11 Commission agreed in a report released this past week that the plan did result in more intelligence about bin Laden, although not enough for a successful operation to capture or kill him. Other counterterrorism measures were being taken in anticipation of the millennium. Tenet said he warned President Clinton that there could be between 5 and 15 attacks against the United States. He told the commission that the U.S. worked with a coalition of countries to counter the threat.
We disrupted terrorist attacks that saved lives. There were actions in 50 countries involving dozens of suspects, many of whom were followed, arrested, or detained.
Former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger told the commission that terrorist cells were broken up in Toronto, Boston, and New York. An alert U.S. customs agent stopped an Algerian man as he crossed the border from Canada with a car full of explosives and a plan to bomb Los Angeles International Airport. A plot to attack tourists in Jordan was also thwarted. Berger said these successes followed others, which had disrupted earlier planned attacks.
A plot against New York landmarks in 1993. A Manila-based plot to assassinate the Pope and blow up 12 American airlines over the Pacific in 1995, and a 1998 plot to attack the U.S. Embassy in Albania.
Another successful government effort, according to witnesses this past week, was an aggressive Air Force program to arm an unmanned aircraft called the Predator with missiles. The drone had been flown over Afghanistan numerous times as part of reconnaissance efforts to locate bin Laden. The hope was that an armed Predator could be used to attack the al-Qaeda leader quickly and avoid the lengthy time lag involved in launching cruise missiles. Secretary of State Colin Powell told the commission there was an energetic push to arm the Predator by September 1st. 2001.
It was moved along at very, very rapid speed through the development process, almost through a skunk works process, and it was used as soon as it was available.
Still, it was not until after September 11th that the armed Predator was deployed. Government witnesses conceded that in the end, their counterterrorism successes were not enough. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.